to start with what the state just closed with, the record indicates that Officer Edmonds did indeed find several items in the backpack that he had not found during his initial search. The fact that he didn't complete an inventory search belies or completely undermines the state's claim that officers believed there was any danger.
The trial court didn't agree that this was an inventory search.
That's correct, Your Honor. It only
If we were to affirm the trial court, it wouldn't be on the basis of an inventory search.
That's correct. The trial court did not think that this was an inventory search and only said that it was a valid search incident to arrest. But I also wanted to touch on locked boxes, and they are entitled to heightened protection. When a person places contents in a locked box.
And you're relying exclusively on Stroud.
Stroud and Buelna-Valdez, which completely reaffirmed Stroud's principle. It said that it was a sound limitation on the search incident to arrest exception. And really the distinction that the state is making between vehicles and persons is not actually the distinction in Byrd at all. The distinction is between persons and personal effects that are readily accessible and things within the surroundings of a person. This locked container is something in the surroundings of a person, but it's not readily accessible because, again, the person would have to go to the trouble of digging through the backpack and...
Doesn't Byrd use the phrase immediately associated with rather than accessible?
It says immediately and closely associated with, and then it also uses the language fair sense projection of the person. Our argument is this is not a fair sense projection of the person. This is not closely accessible. And the backpack was removed from Mr. Van Ness, taken away from Mr. Van Ness. Mr. Van Ness was in the back of the car when this search occurred, and a search incident to arrest must be valid at the time of the search. The search occurred when Mr. Van Ness was surrounded by two, if not three, police officers.
Aren't you asking us with that argument to abandon the time of arrest rule that is the subject of the debate between the majority and the dissent in Byrd?
No, the time of arrest rule only applies to persons and personal effects immediately associated with the person or a fair sense projection of the person.
Is a backpack someone's wearing when arrested immediately associated with the person?
Yes, the backpack is. The locked container inside is not. That's our argument. So we're asking this court to reverse Mr. Van Ness's conviction, remand for dismissal of this prosecution with prejudice. Thank you, Your Honor.